Alright, we start in the bottom of Tzadik Vav Amud Bet, two lines up. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Mishmila Chema Datei Bar Nafle. When is the Bar Nafle coming? Samalei, Man Bar Nafle. I can't tell you when he's coming because I don't know who this Bar Nafle is. Samalei, Bar Nafle, of course, is Mashiach. Mashiach, Bar Nafle, Karile? Since when is Mashiach called Bar Nafle? Samalei, Tichtiv, because it says, Vayomahu Akim et Sukkat David Hanofalet. Because on that day, I will rebuild or stand up the Sukkot David and Ofalet, and as Rashi points out, that's Malchut Beit David, the king from David, the Mashiach, will be uplifted, reinstated, and so therefore he's called Bar Nafle because of the fact that he will be Mekim et Zuha Nofalet. So Amalei, Hamachavim Aruch Nochen. Oh, now that you tell me that, I can answer your question. This is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Dor Sheben David Babo, the generation in which Ben David, the Mashiach comes, Talmidei Chachamim Mit Ma'atim. There will be few, very few, and far between Talmidei Chachamim. Vashar, Einehem Kalot, and the remainder, or those who are left, will, their eyes will go away or wither away with Biagom Vanacha, right? Woe. And distraughtness, it's a road to a boat, and great troubles, zerot kashot, and difficult decrees, mitchachot, every day are renewed or even extended. Ad she harishonap kudash niyam emeher davo. Before the first one has ended, the first problem has ended, already the second problem will emerge. So, Tan Rabbanan, Shavua she medavid babo, the Shemitah year, meaning the cycle of the Shemitah, the 7-year cycle in which Ben David comes, Shana Rishona Mitkayem Mikraze. In the first year, this puzzle will come true. V'imtarti al irachat, al irachat lo amtir. That certain cities will get rain, other cities will not. It is a partial type of famine, a lack of complete rain and fertility for the world. But it'll only be partial. Shnia, whereas on the second year, chitzei rav mishtalchim. At that point, it's a famine that will extend to everyone and everywhere. Shlishit Rav Gadol. By the third year, it's already an extreme famine. Umeitim anashim benashim v'taf. And people will start to pass away from the lack of food. Chasidim v'anshe maaseh v'tor mishtachachet melomdeh. So not only would the men, women, and children pass away, even the chasidim and anshe maaseh, those that are chasidim, and those that have Masim Tovim and Chesed and all these other items that are associated with them, people, and otherwise we consider tzaddikim. And because of this lack of food, Torah Mishtakechat Melomdeh, even people who have learned Torah or people who are the Talmidei Chachamim will be forgotten from them. Revit Sova, Veino Sova. By the fourth year, the famine will start to go away and you'll begin to have some sort of food, but only partial. There'll be a partial redemption from this famine. Bechamishit, whereas in the 50 year, Sova Gadol, then there's a great plentiful when it comes to the world, great plethora of food and supply. Bochlin, Vishotim, Usmichim, everybody's eating, drinking, and happy. Bitarach Choseret Lomda. And here again, Torah returns to those that learn it because of the plentifulness, because of the excess that people are able to learn Torah with ease. Shishit kolot. In the sixth year, there are noises. Now, these kolot, it's not clear if these are kolot of the shofar, which is the that Ben, you know, Ben David's coming. That in the that year that the vayah biyomahu itakav shofar gadol, is that the kolot, or otherwise the kolot could be rumors. Right, no rumors that Ben David's coming. There's a rumor circulating. The news is that Ben David is coming. Bishviit, on the seventh year you have milchamot. Then you have wars that break out in that seventh year. And then the motzei shviit, Ben David ba. In that eighth year, that motzei shviit, the Mashiach comes. Am Rav Yosef, ha kama shviit ahavachein vata. It says, wait, and we would have plenty of these. We've had plenty of these cycles, and he's never come. All right, true, the other 5 years have happened. But the sixth year being kolot, and the seventh year being milchamot, mihava, that we haven't had before. And on top of that, we had them in this order. True, you've had all of the items individually, but not necessarily in this order. So Abaye suggests that it has to happen exactly in this order. And the final, you know, part of this, which is the kolot and the milchamot, that really hasn't taken place. So now I'm gonna, this part of the, this pasuk that's quoted here, Rashi says he has no idea what it's doing here. The Gra eliminates the girsa, so we're gonna skip this pasuk. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dorsh ben David Babo, Beit Havaad Yeleznut. That the generation in which Ben David comes, the Beit Havad, which is the Makom, Hatamei Chachamim, Mitva'adim Sham Lemel Torah, I don't know if it's the Beit Midrash, whatever the Beit HaMishpat, wherever it is that the Tamei Chachamim gather to learn, that will be the Yeleznut. I don't know if that will become a Makom Aznut, it will become a Beit Zonot, it is something negative that we associate it. Ve'agalil Yecharav, and the Galil will be destroyed. Ve'agavlan Yashem, and this is Gavlan is the name of a place. Yashem, right, will be left desolate. Ve'anshe Gvul Yisovavu Me'ir Le'ir, and the Anshe Gvul, either these are the people of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, or Anshe Gvul, Rashi brings the second interpretation, is Anshe Gazit, which is the Sanhedrin. They will go from city to city, velo yichonenu, and they won't find settlement. They will not find, you know, peace. V'chachmatz ha-sofrim tisrach, the wisdom of the chachamim will rot. V'yirei chait imasu, and people will dislike or have distaste for those that have yirat chait. Upnei ador kipnei achelev, kelev, and the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. And again, it's obviously not a positive statement, but Rashi brings two interpretations again. One, that damiyam the kelev, that they really like a dog, literally. And the other possibility, he says, is kipnei achelev shalit baishuz mizeh mizeh, that people lack a sense of shame and a sense of embarrassment. Vamet nederet, and it will be hard to come by truth. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Shayahu, "Vatihi hayemet nederet," that truthfulness will be hard to come by. My vatihi hayemet nederet. What does that mean? So Amrei Dvei Rav Melamed Shenaseit Adarim Adarim V'Olechet La. They'll be made into groups or flocks, and they'll take off. It'll go away, and it'll be impossible to find such a thing. The pasuk continues, "My besar meira mishtolel," that those that are stay away from bad, those that stay away from evil, will be seen as being foolish. What does that mean? Amrei de Reb Shila kol mishasar meira mishtolel ala briot. Anybody who stays away from evil and removes themselves from these bad things will be considered to be made a foolish choice, a poor choice, and others will make fun of them. Samarava Meresh Havamina Uleka Kushta Be'alma. First I thought there was no truthfulness, there was no emet in the world. That somebody who speaks only the truth and always tells the truth. Samali Haume Rabbanon. There was one of these Rabbanon that said to me, Rav Tavuach Shemei, Rav Tavot, I'm sorry, Rav Tavot Shemei, Ramila Rav Tav Yumi Shemei. Di Ava Yovile Ko Khalalei Da'alma, if you give me all the monies in the world, I would never change my mind. I would never change what I said. I would never not speak the truth. There was a time that I went through this city. The name of the city was Truth. Nobody spoke on truth in that place. And nobody passed away. I mean, everybody lived a full life because they only spoke the truth. I married a woman from there. And I had two children from her. My wife was in the shower. Basically, she was getting ready for shower, was cleaning her hair. Right? And then, the neighbor came by and was banging on the door, knocking on the door. It's not proper to tell the truth and say that she's in the shower. Right, she says, Amra Leitacha, just said innocuous, she's not here. Shchivele Tartin Benin, his two children passed away. Ato Inche Da'atra Lekamei, the people of the city came to him and said, Amra my high. What is this? We never saw this before where children would pass away that didn't live, nobody lived a friendly life here. Must be something wrong. What did you do? So Amra Leitacha, Achi Avamasa, I told him the story. Amra Leitacha, B'matu Minach, I'm begging you, poke Matrin, leave our city, and don't bring death, right, to our city, to these people. That's the idea that these individuals were only spoke the truth. They had learned their lesson after they had gone to the city of Kushta, that they, speaking the truth had tremendous value. He said, I never changed my mind. So he says, I found this one Rabbanan that was able to say that he only spoke the truth. Tanya, Rabbi Norai, Omer, Dorsh, David, Ba, Ne'arim. So the generation in which David comes, this is very apropos, might make you feel a little at home. Ne'arim, Yabinu, Pnei Zekenim, the young will make fun or mistreat the old. Zekenim, Yabdu, Lifnei, Ne'arim. Those that are older will stand up in front of those that are younger. Ubat, Kama, Be'ima. And daughters rebel, right, to speak, in a chutzpedik manner towards their mothers. The kala b'chamuta, daughters-in-law towards their mothers-in-law. Upnei ador, kepnei akelev. The face of the generation is like the face of the dog, which was similar to what we said before. People lack a sense of shame. V'hena ben miteyesh mi'aviv. Son is not embarrassed by the father from what he does. He's not embarrassed. And Tanya, Rabbi Nechemi Omer, ador shed ben David ba, hazut terbeh. My brazenness and that type of attitude of haughtiness, terbeh, will be plentiful. By yoker yeut or yavet. Actually, a yoker yavet. Here, it's not clear what this yoke. The yoker could either be yakar from the word kavod. That kavod one to the other, or giving kavod yavet will be perverted, meaning it won't exist. Or even the yakarim shebehem yavet. Even the most honored of them, the best of them, will be right off the derech. There will be nobody who is really straight. Va'gefen itain pirio, and the vineyards will be plentiful. Va'yayin biyoker, and despite the fact that the grape harvests are plenty, wine will be very expensive, either because they won't be, Rashi says, bracha bepri, even though there's plenty of grapes, they won't produce a lot of wine, or the wine will ferment, whatever the issue is, or the other possibility is that there'll be a lot of drinkers. Everybody want to drink wine, and there won't be sufficient wine, so the prices will go up. Nevcha kol ha-malchut l'minut, and the entire, I don't know if it would be the kingdom, or the king, the leaders, the government, will turn to minut, right, the lack of belief in Hashem. Vein tochecha, and nobody chastises one another. So again, I told you, I feel probably at home, this is a description like the Gemara Mishnah at the end of Sota, the Gemara at the end of Sota, that be'ikavadu the Mashiach, at the footsteps of Mashiach Abrai, chutzpe yaske, right? That chutzpe will be plentiful. It's a description over here of a tremendous amount of chutzpe, lack of respect, one for the other, for those that are older, for those that are right, deserving of respect, a parent-in-law. So those will all be lacking in this time, the generation in which Ben David comes. Sayle the Rabbi Yitzchak, this helps Rabbi Yitzchak, Damar Rabbi Yitzchak, Im Ben David ba, Ben David won't come until the entire kingdom, government turns to minut. So this is, that'll help that position that he's saying. We have a braita that says some similar thing. Amarava, Mikra, what does the pasuk mean? Kulo hafach lavan tohorhu. It's talking about a baheret, it's talking about a nega on an individual, a nega that spreads to the entirety of the individual. That nega is classified as tahor. In that if it has any part that has healthy skin, the person's tameh. The entirety of his body turns into a baheret, then he is tahor. So what does that pasuk mean? It says, when this pasuk teaches you that when kulo hafach lavan, when everybody turns bad, once everything has gone bad, everybody's left to derech Hashem, then tahor hu. That's the time that Ben David will come. So the, he's holding, or the pasuk he's using as the proof to the position of Rabbi Yitzchak, that when everybody turns the minut, that's when Tahorhu, that's when the Mashiach will come. Tan Rabbanan, ki adina shimamo, ki ire, ki azlat yad, ve'efes, atzur, ve'azuv. Right, Hashem will judge his people, you know, come to the support of his people. Ki ire, ki azlat yad, you'll see that the, enemy, or the hands of the enemy have strengthened to the point where they are bullying and holding their power over Bnei Israel. Be'efes atzur v'azuv, and there's nobody to save or assist those that are left behind, meaning that the Jews will be powerless. Then en b'David ba achirbu hamisorot. But David won't come until there are lots of people who give over people to the government. Rabbi Misarot, or Malshinim, Tavercher, Ajim Atu Atalmidim, until there are very few Talmidei Chachamim, Tavercher, Ajim Tichle Pruta Minakis, till a generation in which the money or wealth has become rare or non-existent, and Tavercher, Ajim Tiashu Minagula, to the point where they forget, they give up hope that there will be gulash number of ephes atzur vazuv. Kibiachol, ein samech vozer liYisrael. It's as if there's no one there to help Bnei Yisrael. And they're giving up hope. There's no hope that somebody's come. It doesn't look like there's a savior whatsoever. I think back when the financial crisis began, 2 years ago, this was brought up. This Gemara was mentioned about Tichlem b'Prutam min Kis. He would find any Rabbanon who dealt with the Chishuv HaKeitz, talking about when Mashiach would come. Amalahu said to them, "Bematuta." I'm going to skip the word "beino" here. It's not found in the other Gemaras. The Gemara also takes it out here. That's Ma'uta Minaychum. I beg you, lo terchakua. Don't push him away. We need everybody to forget about him, and then he'll come. The fact that you're trying to remember, trying to do the calculations, that's going to push away. That's going to cause the Mashiach to delay or tarry over here. The Tanina Gimel Ba'im Esachadat. Three show up when they're forgotten about. Ve'eluhin Mashiach. When everybody forgets about, when everybody gives up hope, doesn't come. Mitzia. It's something in Mitzia that you, I don't know if this is what you, something that you've lost, or it's something you'll find something someone else lost, is, again, when you forget about it, if you're not thinking about it, all of a sudden it pops up, it shows up. And the last one is Akrav. Scorpions. Scorpions, when you don't pay attention, that's when they come and give you, or sting you, or bite you. So Amar of Katina, this is a Gemara from Avodah Zarah. Shit alfei shanei avi alma. The world will last for 6,000 years, v'chad charuv, and then the final year it'll be in destruction or destroyed. Shneamar, v'nisgav Hashem levado b'yom ahu. Hashem will be held upon high by himself on that day, because the only thing left will be Hashem, because the world will be destroyed. Abayamar etrei charuv. No, it'll actually be 2,000 years of destruction. Shneamar, yichayenu miyomayim. You'll heal us for 2 days. And then on the third day, you'll stand us up, and we will be alive or stand, we'll live before him. So again, here it's using days, but days to represent thousands of years. As we're going to see in a second, Tanya Kavetzi, the Rav Ketina, Bryce that supports the position of Rav Ketina, that there's 1,000 years. Kishem Sheshvit Mishametet Shana Achat, just like the seventh year in the cycle of the Shemitah, the seventh year has Shemitah. Zayin Shanim, for each 7 years, the 1 year that is Mishametet. So it's over here, Kachola Mishamet Elef Shanim L'Shvit Elefim Shana. One out of the 7,000 years, that 7,000th year, will be Mishametet, will be destroyed, Charuf. Shinemar V'Izgav Hashem Levado V'Yom Ahud. That Hashem will be left, right, upon high, or elevated, by himself on that day. V'Omer Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbat. You sing the Shir, the Yom HaShabbat. Yom HaShabbat is Yom Shekulo Shabbat. And a day that is all Shabbos. It was a day of all Shabbos. That's a day that the world is Charuv, is destroyed. Ve'omer, how do you know that the day is referring to the years? Ki elef shanim benecha ki yom etmol ki avor. Then in Hashem's eyes, 1 day is like 1,000 years. So therefore, all these times that we're speaking of days, it represents 1,000 years. Ta'ana de be'eliyahu ve'braisa in the name of Eliyahu. Sheshit alafim shana avi almu, the world will last for 6,000 years. Shnei alafim tohu, for the first 2,000 years, right, there was emptiness. There was a vacuum because there was no Torah. Avram Avinu was born in 1948, born in 1948, l'sfirat olam, from the creation. When Avram reaches the age of 52, the Gemara is Gemirila, the Gemara has a Misora. That was the year that they went to Haran. It says, Vet Nevesh, Asher Asu B'Haran. The Targum translate that. It's a Nefesh Shabidu L'Oraita. It's people that they brought into the fold on the country, Ashkina, and they taught Torah. So the beginning of Torah and the removal of this Torah from the world was on the 2000th year. For the first 2000 years, it was void of Torah. From those next 2,000 years is Shnei Alafim. Next one is Torah. 2,000 years of Torah. Because that's within that 2,000 years. First of all, Avram starts it off with teaching people Torah. The Torah is given at Sinai. And not, as Rashi points out, that after those 2,000 years, there's no Torah. But as opposed to the first 2,000 years that didn't have Torah, the second 2,000 years will have Torah in it. And then we have the last 2,000 years, Shnei Alafim, Yemot Mashiach. 2,000 years in which the Mashiach will come. So now the second set of 2,000 years actually ends after the Churban, 172 years after the Churban. That the Gemara says in other places that you should, after, you know, around the time that is 172 years, you shouldn't buy land in Chutz Laretz. Don't buy land in Chutz Laretz because very likely you're going to have to give it up and leave it behind and go up to Eretz Yisrael. That was 172 years after the Churban. We, of course, are nearly 2,000 years later after that point in time. But that's when they say the Mashiach comes. So, Shnei Elfim Yemot HaMashiach, U'ba'avonoteinu, with our sins, Shirabu, Yatsu Mehem HaShiyotsu, because of our sins, out of those 2,000 years in which the Mashiach can come, you know, many have passed without the Mashiach showing up. So based on that, the Gemara's understanding is that not that he comes immediately at the beginning of those 2,000 years, but those 2,000 years are ra'oi for Mashiach to come within those 2,000 years. Amar Lei Eliyahu, the Rav Yehuda, Achua, the Rav Salah, Chasidus, the Rav said to him, Ein olam pachot mishonim v'chamisha yovlot. The world will last for no less than 85 yovlot. So that's 85 times 50, which is 4,250 years, right? 4,250 years. In the last 50 years, that's when Ben David will come. Beginning of the 50 or the end of the 50. I don't know. There are others that say, I think there are other Gersaot that say here that no, that he's coming at the end. Kala, Oena Kala. Are they going to finish the entire 50 years and then he's going to come? Or it'll be somewhere towards the end of those 50 years. I don't know. This is what he said to him. Ad acha lo tistachele, mikan ve'elech itstachele. It doesn't mean he's going to come literally at that moment. He says, until that point in time, don't look for Mashiach. Don't expect him at that point. After that point in time, you can start to expect him to come. Obviously, these time periods are probably what convinced Rabbi Akiva and others about the idea that Bar Kokhba was Mashiach. You're talking about the time periods, which are, you know, 4,250 years. The end of 172 years after the Churban is around that time. Exactly around that time when the Bar Kokhba rebellions and so on and so forth. 70 years after the Churban. And this is 2,000 years will end at 172 years after the Churban. So you're very close to the periods of time when it would have been relevant. All right. Shalach le Rav Chanan bar Tachlifa, the Rav Yosef. Matzati adam echad, uviyado megillah achat. I found this individual, and in his hands he has a megillah. Tuva Ashrit, it's written in the block lettering that we use, with the Shona Kodesh in Hebrew. And it says on it, Amarti lo zo minayin lecha. Where'd you get this from? Where'd you get this megillah from? Ali. The chayelot shalomi niskarti. I was hired out. I was working for the Roman legions. Rashi has an interesting girsi here. Rashi says the chayelot shel pras niskarti. He's talking about the Persian legions that he was hired out to. This might relate to Rashi in other places. Mentions again that the Asphanius, this Vespasian, which we would associate with the Roman legions, Rashi associates with the much earlier time and possibly with the Persians that Rashi associates it. But anyway, he was hired out to the Roman legions. Uven ginze Romi matzati, and I found it amongst the. Right, the Gniza of Rome, this is what I found, with Katuvba, this is what it says, Lachar Dalet Afim, Umatayim B'tishim V'Echad Shana, after 4,291 years, V'yato Shalulam, the creation of the world, the Rugra has a Girsa of 4,231 years, right, that's the, instead of Tishim Yeshloshim, Alom Yatom, the world were left, orphaned, of desolate, Mehem Mimilchamot Taninim, those that will die by the battles of the fish, the battles of the great serpents. Mehem el chamot Gog Magog. And those will die from the battle of Gog Magog. Meshar Yemot Mashiach. And the remainder, or that which is left, will be for Yemot Mashiach. Ve'en kadosh baruch mechadesh et olam o elalacha shivat alfim shana. Hashem will not renew the world, will not recreate the world, will not destroy the world until 7,000 years have passed. V'acha brei derov amar lacha chameshet alfim shana yitmar. No, it didn't say 7,000, it said 5,000 years that it would happen. Tanya, Rabbi Natan Omer Mikra Zen Nokev, Vyoreda to home. This pasuk, it drills down and goes to the depths. Why? Ki od chazon lamoed. I have one more vision for the time that's coming. V'yafeach laketz, he'll speak about the end of days. V'lo yichazev, it will not lie. Im yitmama, if he tarries, chakela, wait for him. Ki bo yavo, he will come, bo yavo, he will come eventually. Lo yacher, he will not delay. Lo kiravoteinu shayu dorshim. Not like that our rabbis were dorish. Adidan till the time. Ve'idanim and times. There's a vav there. It's not here. Upflag idan. And another half time. So now what does that mean? Idan. What is the idan they're referring to? Galut. What was the galut? We're talking about galut Mitzrayim. Galut Mitzrayim lasted for 400 years. So he said, this galut will be idan. Idan is 400 years. Ve'idanim is another two times. 400 is 800. Right, upalagidan, and a half of 400 years is 200 years. You add those all together, you get 1400 years. So that's, they thought, the Rabbeinu thought that the Nevuah of Daniel was indicating that he would come at the end of 1400 years from that point in time. Velo, Rabbi Simlai, not Rabbi Simlai, who calculated Shaya Doresh, Al Chaltam Lechem Dima. I will feed them the bread of tears, teshkimo, and I'll make them drink b'dma'ot shalish, in these the great measures of tears. Now here they darshan shlish from the word shalosh to be three times. So then he says that they combine the three times the galut Mitzrayim, which was 400 years, and three times the galut Bavel, which was 70 years. So three times 400 is 1200, three times 70 is 210. If you add those together, it would be 1410 years. That came in the Rashi. There's a comment in Rashi which is eliminated. That curse is eliminated by the Gra, but it says Kfar Avu v'lo haya. All these things have passed and it didn't happen. Kach Mazadi Katu b'shem Rav Shmuel Bar David, right? One of the Baim of Rashi that it didn't ever happen. These haven't happened. So what the point that he's making is that the pasuk in Chavakuk says is if you wait, he'll come. But all these calculations are meaningless. The fact that you calculated and it didn't come, you just gotta wait. When you wait, it'll come. V'lo Krabi Kiva Shiyad Doresh. Now like Rabbi Kiva, this is a very unclear drasha, what it is. Odachat ma'at yehi. Just be a little more, and they'll be there. V'ani mar ishet shamayim v'aretz, and I will shake the heavens and the earth. So, not like that. Elo malchut rishon shivim shana. The first malchut, again here, Rashi talks about this idea that the malchut Israel, the Chashmonaim, only lasted for 70 years, even though it lasted longer, according to the Gemara, 130 years, but the first 70 years it was solid. The next Machut, 52 years, which he says refers to Machut Hordus, Machut ben Koziva, and then the Machut ben Koziva, or ben Bar Kochba, Shtaim Omechza, was 2.5 years long. My, so that's the, according to that, Rabbi Kiva calculated when the Mashiach would come, that it had to go through all these series of Malchuyot. Again, Rashi, it's unclear here what he means, because it seems to be, at one point he's talking about after the Korban, which would be strange because Hordus lived before the Korban. And then in another explanation, he explains that there will be small glimmers of Malchuyot or kingdoms of the Jews. And then he refers to this Malchut Chashmonaim for 70 years, Malchut Hordus. It's not clear that he was a Jewish king. And then Malchut Bar Kuzuva, Bar Kochva, which will be very short times. And after that, the Mashiach will come. So now he quotes the pasuk from Chavakuk, which says, "Vayafeach lekeitz v'lo yichazev." But over there, it seems that they will speak about the keitz, v'lo yichazev won't be lying. But it says, "Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, tipach atzman shel machachshvei kitzin." It should blow up, or you know, could be crushed. The bones of those that calculate the keitz. And that's not your realm. It's not something that a person should be mistaken in. It'll come when he comes. That's what the pasuk says. You don't have to be involved in it. Sheyomrim kevin shiagia at gates velo ba shuvenu ba. Because people are going to think then that when you calculate all these times when he should come, and then he doesn't come, right? The disappointment will be so grave and so great that people are going to say he's not coming anymore. Elchakalo, wait for him. Wait. Be patient. Then he'll come. If you calculate when it is, and we have many of those calculations, right, that happened, even the Teimanim used to have from the Gerut Rambam, they had a Mesora about when Mashiach come from the Rambam, and in their Kadeshim, they'd say, and they used to have a year that was entered in there, based on the Mesora of the Rambam, you know, obviously that year came and went, and it didn't happen. But all these times that people are Mechashiv the case, make these calculations, he doesn't come, it's always great disappointment, right, and people will feel, it's over, they'll be Miyayesh. So we don't want that. Just wait. Don't make the calculations. Shenemar, imit mama, chakelo. If he delays, he tarries, wait for him. She'ema tomar anu mechakim v'huinu mechake. Maybe you say that we are waiting for him to come, but Hashem's not waiting. Tamalomar lachain, it's really v'lachain yechake Hashem lechananchem. Hashem will wait for your, you know, the showing of your grace. Right, and he will be aloof from to show any mercy towards you. But that Hashem's also waiting. Hashem's waiting for that day. If we're waiting and Hashem's waiting, right, then what's the problem? What's stopping him from coming? It says, Midat adin ma'akev. Midat adin is ma'akevet. B'chimachash midat adin ma'akevet. We're undeserving. If we're undeserving, then why are we waiting for him? So we'll get some rewards. Nemar ashrei kol chochelo. Be praised all those that wait for him. So even though we're not deserving, we're not necessarily he's going to come, we still have to wait for him because that waiting gives us the schar. Amar Abaye lo pachat almi mitlatin v'shita tzadike den kabli ape shkina b'chol dara. It's the famous Lamed Vav tzadikim, Lamed Vodniks, says the world will have no less than 36 tzadikim that will mekabel the pnei ashkina b'chol dara. In each generation, shenemar ashrei kol chochelo. Right, but praise be those that wait for him. Lo b'gematrius tlatin v'shita abu is 36. Mar says, tlatin v'shisha abu? Is it really 36? Ini. Amar Rav. Rava dara kaim the kami kudsha brichum. The generation that stands before Kodesh Baruch Hu, tam nesari alpha parsavu. There are 18,000, whether it parses here, the gear says either there will be 18,000 people or they will take up 18,000 parsaot. Shneamar saviv shmonasar elef. That around it, this one about Yerushalayim latid lavo, at the end of Yechezkel, Yerushalayim shel malo, that it will extend for, it will have 18,000 individuals. So Kasha had the mistakle be karya hamira. There was a look at the Shechina, the presence of Shechina openly. Adam skapo yuskarya shenamira. Those that look at it in a clouded manner or in a side view. Right, so the differentiation over here is that there are 36 who have direct, you know, contact with the Shechina or direct vision of the Shechina. The 18,000 you're talking about people who have side views who are not completely exposed to the Shechina. So when it says, are they really that many? 18,000 or 36? Really, the question is probably on the 36 here. Ra'iti bnei aliyah. So those that were of great stature, those that go before Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'hein mu'atin, and they are very few. Im elefim, if there are 1,000 of him, aniv uvni mehem. I am my son. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and talking about him and his son, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who came out of the cave, said, I am my son, or one of them. Im meyahim, if only 100, aniv uvni mehem. I am my son, right, are amongst them. Im shnayim hem, if there are only 2, aniv uvni hem. It's me and my son. That's what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, right, he knew his place. Torah Tohu Manato come out. Obviously, we know the miracles that occurred for him. So, Mar says, Lokash, I da'ili bebar, I da'ili below bar. But that's a question of who enters with permission, who enters without permission. So, that's it. So, there will be, when he talks about just two are people who see the esplakarya mi'ira, they see direct visions of the Shekhinah, but they're also able to enter without any permission. They can walk in and out as if they are b'nei bayit. The 36, they'll have a spakarya mira, they will see direct visions of Hashem, but they're going to ask permission to enter and to exit. And then the 18,000 first are those that don't have a spakarya mira, or they get clouded visions, side views of the Shekhinah. So, Amar Rav, Kalu Kolakitzim, Ve'ein Adavar Talui Elab Tshuva. All those predictions of the end of days, they've passed. The only thing left for us is Ela Tshuva Umasim Tovim. We have to do Tshuva and good deeds. Shmuel Amar, Dayola Avel Shiamod Be'evlo. It's enough that Hashem has been in Avelu for this long, meaning that it doesn't require Tshuva. Things will just get to the point where Hashem says, enough, Chilol Hashem. Enough of me holding back my hand, and the Yad HaOyev is mitgaber, and Hashem's presence in the world is diminished. Say, that's enough is enough, and he'll bring the Mashiach. Ketana, it's like a machlokas of Tanaim that we have. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Im Yisrael Osim Tshuva, Nigalim. They do Tshuva, they'll be redeemed. Im Lav, Eina Nigalim. If not, they won't be redeemed. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Vimeno Osim Tshuva, Eina Nigalim. Is it really true? If they don't do Tshuva, they won't be Nigalim? Right? Why? Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamid Lehem Melech. Shkirotav Kashot Ke'aman. He'll bring a king that has terrible decrees. Yisrael Osim Tshuva, Amagzirin Lamutav. Then Bnei Yisrael will do Tshuva, and they will come back. Tan Yidach, from another brazer, Belezo Mary, Mesel Osim Tshuva, Nigalim. They do Tshuva, they'll be redeemed. Shneemar, Shuvu Banim, Shovivim, Erpa Mishuvotechem. And you know, if you come back, you wayward children, if you come back, Erpa Mishuvotechem, then I will cure you, I will fix you, I will take you back. Doesn't already say, Chinam nimkartem velo b'kesef tigalu. You were sold for nothing and you will not be redeemed by monies. So they dash, and what does that mean? Chinam nimkartem. Bavoda zara. Bavoda klochavim, that you were sold velo b'kesef tigalu. What does that mean? Lo b'tshuva masim tovim. You were sold away because of vodah zara. Chinam, for naught. Things that are not worth anything, you were sold down, meaning that you were into galut. And you will not be redeemed by ketzef, meaning that tshuva and masim tovim will not be sufficient to bring you back. It will only be by the will of Hashem that you were brought back. So this is Rabbi Shua says you need to have tshuva, and Rabbi Lezer says, no, even without tshuva, the gula will come. And now we're going to have a series of back and forth between them, trying to prove their position. Amalah Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua. Hey, v'alo kfar nera doesn't say tshuva elai, but tshuva leichem. When you come back to me, I will come back to you. So it shows you need tshuva. I'm a Rabbi Yeshua, a lokvar nemar. I have a pasuk that goes against it. It says, "Ki anochi ba'alti b'chem," right? That I came and I was, I took you by force. V'lakachti etchem echad mi'ir u'shnayim mi'mishpacha. One from a city, two from a family. V'eti etchem tzion, and I brought you to tzion, to Eretz Yisrael. So even though they haven't done tshuva, Hashem is taking a couple from here, a couple from there. That's a dikim, and He brings them up to Eretz Yisrael, even though not everybody has done tshuva. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, alo kvar nemar, doesn't it already say, b'shuva v'nachat tivashun, right, with stillness and peacefulness, you will be saved. So over there, he's making a play on the word b'shuva, b'tshuva. B'tshuva, you will be saved. So Amalo Rabbi Shua, alo Rabbi Eliezer, alo kvar nemar, kor ma'ashem, goel Yisrael, kidosho. There's no vav there in the pasuk. The Redeemer of Israel, Kedosho, who is holy, is sanctified, libzo nefesh, to the despoiled nefesh, limit to Ev Goy, the one that is loathed, the nation that is loathed, Eved Mushlim, the one that is ruled over as a slave, Melachim Yeru, the kings will see you, Vikamu, and they'll get up, Sarim Bishtachavu, and princes, and they will bow down. So over here you see, even though Bnei Israel are in a state of downtroddenness, nevertheless, there will come a point where they'll stand up, or Hashem will make them stand up, and kings will bow to them, and Sarim and princes will bow to them. I mean that there'll be a point where Hashem just says, enough is enough, and He'll bring around the Geula. Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer responded, lo kvar nemar, doesn't say, im tashuv Yisrael, no Hashem. Bnei Yisrael, if you do tshuva, Eli tashuv, right, then I will, you know, bring you close, or you will come back to me. If you come back to me, you will be redeemed. So I'm a Rabbi Shua, lo kvar nemar, then we have a pasuk, v'shmata ish levush habadim. And I heard the man that was dressed in linen, asher mima'al d'me'me'a'or, was standing above the river, v'yarem yamino usmole lo shamayim, raises up his right and left hands to the heavens, v'yishava b'chei olam, he takes a shvu'ah, right, the one who's everlasting, ever living, ki l'mo'ed mo'adim v'cheitzi, from a season and seasons and a half, u'chalot nafetz, yad am kodesh, that when the has already been wiped out, or it has ended the fragmenting of the Yad Am Kodesh, the hands or the ways of the Am Kodesh, the holy nation, Techlena Kolele, all of these will end. So meaning that there will be a point, even though the Jews will be in a state of fragmentation and split out, nevertheless, they will become a point, but Techlena Kolele, all of this will end because Hashem will bring the Mashiach. Bishotach Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was trumped, and he says, Eino Chanami, you are right, Rabbi Yeshua, that it doesn't have to be, or I mean, he didn't have a response to this, that they won't, it doesn't have to be Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, which is that Rabbi Eliezer believed that you need tshuva, everybody has to do tshuva for the Mashiach to come. Rabbi Yeshua says it won't be that way. It'll reach a point where Hashem can't wait any longer, that tshuva is not forthcoming, and he will say, time to bring Mashiach is enough of a chil Hashem. It needs to be a Kiddush Hashem, the presence of Hashem needs to be known, and Hashem will redeem Bnei Israel even though they're not deserving, even though they're not able to reach the point where they will be deserving. Hashem will do it for the sake of His own name. Okay, we'll stop over here.